Today we'll be'ezer Hashem be learning Daf Kuf Mem Dalet of Masechta Shabbos. Some of the topics we'll discuss today include liquid that oozes from berries and pomegranates that were not put away with any specific intention, neither for juicing nor for eating. Is it usur to use on Shabbos? The Gemara will find a source for the idea that even the Rabbanan agree that juices that ooze from fruits that are not normally juiced are mutter, and this will lead to a discussion of whether pomegranates are considered a fruit that is normally juiced. A mikveh must be made of water. If other liquids fall into a mikveh in great enough quantity to change its color, it will invalidate the mikveh. The Gemara brings two opinions whether any liquid that cannot be used to make a mikveh can invalidate a mikveh, or only liquids that are considered a mashka, a significant beverage, invalidate a mikveh. So the key terms and concepts we learn about today include Hechshru l'kabel tuma. In order for food to become tameh, it first has to come into contact with one of the seven liquids. These liquids can only make food susceptible to tumah if the person actually wants them to come out. L'rotzen. Mashke habo l'oichel oichelhu. Liquids that are squeezed directly into food are considered foods and not liquids. Therefore, they may be squeezed onto foods on Shabbos and would also not have the ability to be machshir l'kabel tumah, make the food susceptible to tumah. Bat l'dayta yitzel das kol adam. One person's behavior cannot be considered a measure of what is normal, since his approach is inconsequential in light of the overwhelming majority of people who do not act the same way. Klai HaKerem, it is usur to grow other produce together with grapevines in a vineyard.